The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to this episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. In this episode, I'm making a little bit of a shift to talk about the 12 things that TB12 can teach us about social media. That is, the 12 things that Tom Brady can teach us about social media. What can we learn from the GOAT? In my opinion, the greatest quarterback of all time, and I'll make an argument for him, but not in this episode. Whether you love him or you hate him, whether you hate the Patriots or you're so happy that Brady just won his sixth ring, in this episode, I'm going to share with you the 12 lessons that we can learn from this NFL quarterback about social media. The first one is something that Tom excels in, and that is being focused on the fundamentals. It's all about the fundamentals. Tom Brady was the 199th NFL draft pick. He was overlooked. He was seen as too slow, out of shape, not the strongest arm, and that his fundamentals just weren't up to par. Now he's celebrated as being quite possibly the greatest fundamentalist in NFL history. Although I would argue that Drew Brees is definitely up there. Shout out to the MOD. But it's all about the fundamentals. That's number one. In social media, what are the fundamentals? The fundamentals are our beliefs. Are we serving or are we selling? How many times are we posting per day? How many times are we sharing? How are we sharing? What kind of content are we producing? Are we producing high quality content? Is our images and our videos highest grade? How's our sound quality? Going back to the fundamentals and the basics of how our profile looks, making sure that all of our links work properly and that our sales page is properly set up and that all of the buttons work and that you can scroll through the page without being redirected accidentally. Going back to the fundamentals can ensure long-term success. The next lesson we can learn from Mr. Brady is in self-belief. Although no one believed in Tom Brady when he was drafted, and apparently he still believes that no one believes in him, he has always believed in himself. When he was first drafted, he walked up to the owner of the Patriots and said, "I'm the best decision this organization has ever made." At the time, they already had a quarterback. At the time, everyone was saying that Brady was a waste of a draft pick. And he was being overlooked by every other team in the NFL multiple times for multiple rounds. But he had the belief in himself to not only walk up to the owner of the Patriots who just drafted him and tell him, "I'm the best decision this organization has ever made," but Tom also bought a house his rookie year in New England, knowing that he was going to be there for a while. He had that self-belief. So in social media, I believe that self-belief, believing in our own content, in the message we have, in the stories that we tell, in the tips or expertise that we share, is extremely important. If you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect anyone else to believe in you? Moving on to the next lesson that we can learn from Tom Brady, it's self-care. This isn't one that's too popular in a masculine world. This one isn't too popular in the NFL, and Tom Brady has gotten a lot of flack for it. He's not the ideal tough guy, banged and bruised, broken NFL player, but he is a strong believer in self-care. Weekly massages, making sure that he is stretching. He rarely lifts a weight anymore. He's doing a lot more plyometric work. And one of his quotes is that proper sleep has helped me to get to where I am today as an athlete. And it's something that I continue to rely on every day. Self-care is just as important in social media. We can't take care of others if we don't first take care of ourselves. We can't pour into others if there are cracks in our own vase. From time to time, we need to take breaks from social media. We need to take a weekend vacation. We need to leave our business behind sometimes and be present in life and care for ourselves so that we can more adequately serve and care for others. The fourth lesson that we can learn from Tom Brady is that we should follow best practices for ourselves rather than just the general best practices. Best practices of being a football player are to lift, lift, lift. Exercise with heavy weights, 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 strength training constantly, get bigger, get heavier, get faster. When actually, Tom has a different approach. What he says is that he thinks he's really stepped outside the box in the way I train, eat, hydrate, and the cognitive brain games I play on a daily or weekly basis to try to build up some durability within my body, within my brain, to be able to go out there and play at a high level. Tom has professed a goal to play in the NFL until the age of 45. That is a long NFL career with lots of injuries, lots of wear and tear on your body, and that's become possible because he takes a different approach. He's not just going by the book. In fact, he's going by his own book, which is a book that I've read and I'm a big fan of. He is a totally unique football player in his approach to training, recovery, hydration, and eating. He is definitely on the cutting edge of how to be unique and how to practice your own best practices and what works best for you, rather than what the experts say are going to work best for everyone. And the same would apply to social media. I've talked about this in previous episodes of Build Your Tribe, but I think it's very important to take everything experts like myself say with a grain of salt. Everything that I tell you is tested. It's researched. It's something that I believe in. But social media is constantly changing and no two audiences are alike. So every tip that I share with you should be tested on your own audience. Every tip that I give, you should do some research into yourself and see if it's going to work best for you.
I don't care if you're really into this podcast right now. I have to interrupt. I have some important things to tell you. This is the number one question that Shalene and I get all the time is how do you guys do what you do? You always are super busy, just doing tons of things. You're on all these different social platforms, but you still look like you have this amazing life. Well, it's because we have a system. We spent the majority of our last 10 years of our lives building systems that work year over year. Now, we have put them into an online business program called the Marketing Impact Academy. Who is this program for? It's for the person who wants to build and run a better online business or a better brick and mortar business. And you're not tech savvy and you're so tired of being a slave to your laptop or your phone and you're constantly on social media and it's just crazy. And it's for those people that are just wasting tons and tons of money on SEO experts and Facebook experts and building crazy websites. And it's just nonsense. What we've done is we've created a program. It's like going to college. It's literally like going to business school. It's called the Marketing Impact Academy. We only open it once a year and it's about to open again. I would love to invite you to check out this page. The site is marketingimpactacademy.com. It's super easy. All you're going to do is give us your email address, right? If the page says closed registration, don't even worry about it. Still put your email address, your best email address. Why? Because the people that are on that email list are going to be the first ones notified when we open up registration, either this year or next year. So go ahead, put your email address in there and hope to see you inside the academy soon.
The fifth lesson that we can learn from Mr. Goat Tom Brady is to not be complacent based off our past successes. Although you can be proud of what you've done in the past, although you can celebrate when you have a triumph in business, if all we do is constantly rest on what we've done in the past, we will never progress into the future. We can't look towards the past because we're not going that way. there's a famous and kind of funny laughed at video of Tom getting screamed at by one of his teammates that you're too old. It's a joke that Tom is too old to be playing in the NFL, too old to be winning Super Bowls. He doesn't rest on the fact that he already has 5 rings. He focuses on the future and how people are still not believing in him, and that propels him and motivates him for the future. Half a dozen, the sixth way that Mr. Dozen, Mr. Goat Tom Brady, the sixth thing that we can learn from him is to be unapologetically yourself. Tom says, I'm not a person who defends myself very often. I kind of let my actions speak for myself. And I think that the same should be true on social media. Oftentimes on social media, we are worried about making everyone happy, pleasing everyone, making sure that we don't have any haters. And if we do have a hater, or we do have someone who disagrees with us, arguing with them or trying to convince them that we're right. And in fact, I believe that we should let our actions, as Tom says, speak for themselves. If we have our intentions in the right place, if we are on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or on any social platform for the right reasons, reasons such as serving rather than selling or building relationships or helping people or benefiting someone else or sharing information or inspiration or motivation, if our intentions are in the right place and we have a good heart behind what we're sharing, then there's no reason to apologize for your actions, and you should let them speak for themselves. The seventh lesson that we can learn from Terrific Tom is that we should have fun while on social media. I believe that if we're not having fun while building our business, then what's the point? Couldn't we build some other business or find something else that we're passionate about? Of course, yes, there are going to be unfun times. There are going to be times where we have to enter the pain cave or embrace the suck or move from the comfortable into the uncomfortable. But generally, we should try to find joy and have fun in whatever it is that we're doing on social media, however we're building our business. Tom says, I like to have fun all the time, even while I'm working. And I think that if you can have fun while working, you will be much more successful at whatever it is you do. Lesson number 8 from Tom is that he is constantly searching for improvement. He doesn't like being called the GOAT. So Tom, I'm sorry for calling you the GOAT. If you're listening, I'm sorry for referring to you as the greatest of all time. And in case you didn't know what GOAT meant, that's what GOAT stands for, greatest of all time. But Tom doesn't like being called the GOAT. He is striving for constant improvement. He says that it's about constantly working to get better rather than settling for the fact that, oh, some people call me the GOAT. I think the same is true on social media. Rather than, you know, highlighting the fact that I'm an Instagram marketer and, oh, I have all the answers. Instead, I like to be someone who has all the questions. And I think no matter what your title or role is, when we take on the role or the mindset of someone who is searching for answers rather than has all the answers, we allow ourselves to consistently progress, move forward, and grow as a human being and as a business owner. Lesson number 9 that I learned from Tom that I think we can apply to our own social media is that life moves in seasons. Luckily, Tom's life quite literally moves in seasons as a football player. But I think this is something that I realized as I took time off my business for the football season. I think that life doesn't necessarily move chronologically down a perfect, straight, narrow path that we have planned out. I think we'd all agree that nothing ever goes according to plan. Life moves in seasons. Sometimes you're in a season where you're really, really creative. You're really fired up about your business. You really want to put in that work and burn the candle on both ends. And other times, you just feel burnt out. Other times, you might feel passionate about your business, but you're just at a creative block. Sometimes, you might need to take a complete break or hiatus from social media or your business in order to fulfill your soul, in order to be more present or more intentional in your life. I think that the idea that life moves in seasons, and some seasons are about growth, some are about learning, and some are about sharing what we learn, is a great lesson to learn from Tom Terrific. He spends part of his off-season with his family, relaxing in Spain, enjoying his children and his wife. Part of his life is quite literally the football season. Part of his life is preparing for that season. Maybe he's in Montana working on the minor details of his fundamentals, going all the way back to lesson number 1. When we can learn that our life moves in seasons and learn to accept those seasons, I think we can be more successful and find more joy within each season. Tip number 11, lesson number 11 that Tom has taught us is the importance of family. If anyone has watched the Facebook series, Tom versus Time, you've probably seen the memes of it. Even if you haven't seen that, you've seen the memes of Tom kissing his son. You can laugh, you can agree, you can think it's great, you can think it's terrible or disgusting. But at the end of the day, Tom values his family. Tom loves his kids. He loves his wife. He values those related to him. He values his parents and he values those close relationships in his life. And I think personally, if I can stand on the soapbox, family is much more important than business. And it kind of annoys me when I see this entrepreneur mindset, which is forget about your family. Work is more important. Burn the candle on both ends. Grind, grind, grind. Hustle, baby, hustle. Then you can achieve your goals and make millions of dollars. But your family is taking a back seat to earning some green pieces of paper? I don't know. I just can't dig that lifestyle. The whole reason that I set a goal for myself at 6 years old to never have a boss is because at 6 years old, I wanted to have a family like the one my parents had created. I wanted to have family values where I could be there for my kids, go to their sporting events, take them to school, go on vacations, and not have to worry about making money or working for someone else on their terms. So family value, huge lesson. Lesson number 11 from Tom Terrific is that joy is internal. Joy is internal. He says, we all have experiences in our lives that change us, and we all learn from people like my dad, but at the end of the day, it's only us. We are only responsible to make ourselves happy. So while you might think that happiness comes from more dollars in your bank account, more likes on your Instagram, or more views on your YouTube, ultimately, happiness is internal. The way we respond to things is much more important than the actual things that happen to us. Sometimes life is going to deal you not the best deck of cards. Sometimes you're going to be down 27-3 in the Super Bowl. But it's about how you respond. It's about what you do next, not what just happened to you. Because again, we can't look back. We're not going in that direction. We have to look forward. What's one task we can do? Then we'll move on to the next task. Then we'll move on to the next task. Because you can't score 25 points at once. You have to score one touchdown at a time. Move in baby steps and remember that joy is internal and happiness is the result of our reaction to outcomes, not based off the outcomes. Tip number 12 from TB12 that we can learn about social media is to have meaning behind what you say. Have quality content be shared on your social channels. Rather than just trying to share a message, rather than just posting for the sake of posting or for the sake of consistency, when we actually have meaning behind our words, our followers will notice the difference and we will feel much more fulfilled to share those messages. What Tom says is, if I have something to say, I want it to be meaningful. So I hope you enjoyed these dozen tips from the GOAT Tom Brady TB12. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.